Praise the Lord. Truly, the earth is filled. Just look around you. The earth is filled with His glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. God's good. Always God's good. Amen. Even when we don't understand it, God's good. Praise the Lord. Even if we don't feel good, God's still good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 is where I'll begin. Amen. Thank you, musicians. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Amen. My topic tonight, the Word became flesh. Amen. We're talking about Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. Lord, you're worthy and wonderful. God, I pray your hand would be upon us in this service tonight, God, that even this truth of your word, Lord, would be in our hearts. Lord, that we would comprehend with our mind and, Lord, open our heart to receive of your word today. Thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. The Word became flesh. You know, we are, most of us, I would even dare say all of us, they teach little kids about Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven, the earth. There's another place that we find in the beginning, John chapter 1. Praise the Lord, I want to go there, begin to read John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Man, that's an awesome verse of Scripture right there in my mind. Man, that's great. If it exists, if it's there, it's because God put it there. Amen. Wow. Verse number 4, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. Man, if you can just get a hold. Man, you could preach any one of these verses and preach a whole hour-long sermon on just that one verse. Praise the Lord. Wow. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him. And the world knew Him not. How sad is that? He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. That is an awesome portion of Scripture in my mind. Vivid descriptions of who Jesus is. It's talking about Jesus. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, another portion of Scripture. We like this time of year. We like it all the time, but it's read more often this time of year. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Yes. Amen. It was, got here in my notes, I think it was 3 or maybe 4 years ago, my wife and I were talking and she pointed out to me, I didn't notice it at that time until that point, that Father is capitalized, amen, as in a proper position. It's identifying a proper position. Jesus is our Heavenly Father. Amen. He is wonderful. He's Counselor. He's the Everlasting Father, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ is each one of these things entirely. Amen. Wow. Praise the Lord. You see, the Christian faith is based upon the firm conviction that God came into human history in the birth of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He was born in the flesh. Emmanuel, God with us. You know, we celebrate this time of year the great incarnation of God. Amen. God robed himself in flesh, came to earth as a man. Amen. Our society today has called this event the Christmas. They put a name to a Christmas. And this season has very many meanings. For the general public, a time of cheerfulness, a time of goodwill, a time of giving. I went to the grocery store today and people in the grocery store were, you know, if they would pass by you, well, happy holidays, someone would say, or Merry Christmas. And so the general public seems to me to be more upbeat. Amen. More apt to smile, more apt to speak to you, or say a kind word at least. Amen. I'm thankful for that. Amen. For the family, very often, I hope it will mean this to many, it's a time of being together. Amen. I hope you have time to be together with family. For Christians, it's a joyful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. I am so glad that Jesus came himself and did what he did. Amen. I am so thankful for our Savior, the Lord Jesus. Amen. And what he has done for his people. Amen. For his disciples, for the believers in him. Praise the Lord. In our very, very busy life, and each of us has a busy life, it's way too easy to lose sight of the purpose that Jesus had when he came. Amen. It can get all distorted and twisted out of reality. But there really is a story to the birth, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, it involves a manger, and yes, it involves the shepherds, and 2 years later it involves wise men that came to a house and found the young child with Mary and Joseph in the house. All these accounts in the Bible are absolutely true. It's a time of giving cards. I've received many, which my wife and I apologize. We didn't give out cards this year. Some years we do, but we did not this year. But we received some, thank God. Very nice gestures, very nice sayings, and handwritten greetings in there. Very nice. Decorations. I don't know. I think most people here have been by my house. I got a 5-foot-tall Jesus letters on the corner of my lot. Lights up the whole corner by the stop sign. Some people think I'm a little crazy, but that is, Jesus is the reason for me. Amen. It's my reason to live. Amen. It's my reason to breathe and be is Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some people don't like it, but I didn't do it for some people. Amen. Amen. So other people do other kinds of decorations. There's people that do Santa Clauses and reindeers and all kinds of stuff that really has nothing to do with the birth of Jesus Christ or with the reason for this season. Yes, there's singing and listen to carols and there's Christmas parties and pleasures of all sorts. It's all around us right now. But it's so easy to get caught up in those things. It means that our enemies, Satan, sin, and self, were met and conquered by the Son of God. That's the reason why Jesus came, that we might be saved. It is truly through Him, through Jesus Christ, that we have the opportunity to experience freedom. Amen. Without Jesus Christ, there is no freedom. We are bound by sin. Amen. It's the only way to really have freedom is in Jesus Christ. My wife, we had seen the sign, Peace on Earth, somewhere we were in the car. She mentioned it. Well, there's no peace on earth today. Well, I said, well, if you got the Holy Ghost, He can give you peace. Amen. A lot of craziness going on in the world, but I tell you, God gives me peace. People will talk about, oh, being fretful or being afraid or being anxious. When you are living in the Holy Ghost, you don't have to live with that. Because Jesus is my peace. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful that Jesus came for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus, the Word, man, it's powerful. Amen. The Greek word logos, word, has the meaning of thought, plan, concept, speech. It carries the meaning of inward thought and the outward expression of that thought. The inward thought of God was not only with God, but it was God Himself. God thought outwardly, or God's thought was outwardly expressed in the birth that we celebrate at Christmas time, in whom God dwelt. This is a miracle. God robed Himself in the flesh of a man. Amen. That He might fulfill His own will. Amen. You know, I hear these things that this old man sent his son. No, God came Himself. Doesn't that sound a whole lot better? Yeah. Right. What if I sent my kid to be killed. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't. A loving father would not send his son to be killed. But a loving father would give his life for those he loved. That is what Jesus did. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is essential for us to see Jesus Christ as more than a man. He was a man, but he is more than a man. For if Jesus Christ himself were not God Almighty incarnate in flesh, then our hope and salvation is in vain. He is, Jesus is, the Almighty God, the everlasting, from forever until forever. There is no end to the Almighty God. There's no beginning. There never was anything before God. And there will never be anything after God. Amen. You know, there's other Buddha and Muhammad and other religious sects. They cannot claim the things that Jesus Christ did. He created and is the Almighty. Was and is and will be forever. Amen. Before his birth in Bethlehem, Jesus Christ existed as the one eternal God who is the creator of all things. He was not merely a good man, or a wise man, or an anointed man, but he was Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. John 1 verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Colossians 1 verse 16 and 17, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And talk about verses that talk about the mighty God. This is it. When we talk about Jesus Christ incarnate, we're talking about the Almighty. Revelation 1 verse 8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Over and over and over again. And I'm really just brushing the surface of the identity of who Jesus is. Praise the Lord. Revelation 1 verse 11. Just jumping down a couple more verses. Saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Send it to every church. Send it out through all the land. Let the whole world know. He is first and last. Colossians 1 verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. It was and is God's plan to be revealed in Himself. Amen. Again, just jumping down a few more verses. Colossians chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Everybody needs to know Jesus. Amen. The rich, the poor, the kings, and the pauper. Everybody needs to know Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Savior. That's the purpose of the incarnation. Was the redemption of man. The purpose of His coming. Of His incarnation was the redemption, is the redemption of man. The angel announced that He was born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The proclamation to the shepherds. He was named Jesus, Jehovah Savior. Jesus. For He shall save His people from their sin. His very name identifies who He is. Jehovah Savior. Amen. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And shall bring forth a son, and shall call His name Jesus. For He shall save His people from their sin. From the very beginning, it was the plan of God to come Himself. To save His people. He died for our sins. Man, that does something for me. I can't say that without having something deep inside me just rejoice and just want to burst out in praise and worship unto God. He died for our sins. It is by His blood that we are reconciled to God. Jesus' mission on earth focused upon the unsaved condition of man. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. It was His purpose on earth was to identify who He Himself is and to make the sacrifice for salvation that His people might be saved. John 3:16, the first portion of that, for God so loved the world. He did it because He loved us. He did it because of His love. Jesus told Nicodemus that to enter the kingdom of God, a person must be born of the water and of the Spirit. It was a foretelling of what was yet to take place. Amen. John chapter 3, verse number 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Man, we need to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. We find that, of course. Peter said unto them, repent, Acts chapter 2. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost was poured out, when the New Testament church was established, when the new church in the earth was born, Acts 2:38 is right behind me. Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." God's not changing the plan. Amen. We've got the plan in the Word of God. And it's not going to change. This is God's plan. Amen. The word dwelt can be translated tabernacled. He dwelt or tabernacled. Or can be translated lived in a tent. God tabernacled among us in the flesh. Dwelt, lived with us. He ate with them and walked with them and talked with them and taught them and slept with them and cried with them. And he tabernacled with man. Amen. The incarnation of God as man was the mystery of love. Why would God subject himself to be a man? Because he loved us. Because it's his plan that we might be saved. Amen. He left his throne in heaven to go to a cross at Calvary. He stopped and took our sins upon him while he was yet here on earth. And they nailed him to the cross. He took judgment. He died for our sins. That was his judgment. You know what the penalty of sin is? Death. Jesus Christ took the penalty of sin on himself for, in place of, instead of us. You don't have to die for your sin because Jesus already did. And Jesus Christ is now and will forever be exalted. He's exalted. He's the great, mighty, holy one. There's none like him. Taking on the form of a servant, Jesus humbled himself, being obedient unto death. But God highly exalted him, giving him a name which is above every other name. There is no higher name than Jesus the Christ. Amen. Let me conclude with this portion of Scripture. Philippians chapter 2. Would you stand with me? Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse number 8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why don't we close tonight? Come on up and we'll sing a song and love the Lord and confess. Jesus, you're my God. Jesus, you're my Savior. Amen. Let's love Him together tonight. Thank you.